Welcome to The Shrinking Man Project.
The Shrinking Man Project, Episode 28, Summertime.
And we're back. Time for another episode of The Shrinking Man Project. I'm your host, Doc Coleman, and that's my noisy cat, Trill. Summer is here at last. Warmer weather, outdoor activities, parties, late nights, celebrations. Summer is rife with opportunities both to get out and get yourself into shape and to overconsume both food and alcohol. There's plenty of time to have fun this summer. Just keep things in balance.
Off to the scales!
I've tried to keep things balanced this past week, saving up my weekly points for the weekend and my monthly diet holiday. So I'm off to the scales to check how well I've kept the balance. While you wait, fill your ears with this.
I have a lot of dreams. Not that anyone else knows. After all, visions are the work of demons. No, I keep the dreams a secret. Save some livestock and a crop or two, and aren't I the wise one? The village women ask me how it is a man like me isn't wed. I had another dream once. Shadows, in the shape of men, swinging blades of silver from the horses of war. And everywhere the flames, and death. This dream will come true. They all do. You want to know why I live alone? Women tend to take it badly when they're awakened in the middle of the night by screaming. My name is Lucas.
Visit LastGuardiansNovel.com. Subscribe to the podcast for behind-the-scenes info, cast interviews, and more. Follow the author on Twitter at Indiana Jim. Stay tuned to meet other characters like this one and discover who will be the last guardians against the tide of destruction that is to come.
Jim Perry, also known as Indiana Jim, is returning to the world of fiction with The Last Guardians, his epic fantasy story. This podcast is just getting ready to start, so I'm really looking forward to see how this story plays out.
The weigh-in.
Once again, I am 285 pounds. I held even this week. I am still 135 pounds down from where I started. And with a diet holiday on the Saturday of this past week, holding my ground is actually doing pretty good. Now, of course, I'm back to my regular schedule, which should get those numbers heading back down again.
The week in review.
I got a good start on my week's exercise last Sunday, then hit the gym at work on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. My gym workouts went pretty well, actually. But for some reason, on Monday and Wednesday, I got very sleepy later in the day. I rounded out the week on Saturday by doing a 5K walk. It was the longest walk I've done to date. That turned out to be a tad more than I was expecting. I'd misestimated how long it would take to go that extra mile. But I did it, and now I have a better idea of what it will take. And I expect that I'll be doing more 5K runs on the weekends. I did pretty well with my food this week, with the exception of the diet holiday on Saturday, but I have to admit that it was nice being able to have a taste of the sweets and pastries that I usually pass by. I mentioned earlier that a couple days this week I got really sleepy in the afternoon. Monday I came home and I just sacked out. I don't think I got anything productive done that evening. In fact, I was so tired, I ended up staying home on Tuesday as well to try and recover. Wednesday, I got hit with the sleepies again, but I managed to get back on track after taking a nap of a couple hours. I was beginning to wonder if the morning workouts were actually what was making me so tired, but I got through Friday without too much trouble. I think this is more of a sign that I'm not getting enough rest lately. I need to try to get to bed sooner, it seems. Unfortunately, with the time lost to catching up on sleep, I now need to catch up on my writing. I've got two stories I need to complete and submit by Thursday, the end of June. I should be able to do it, but I'm going to have to carve out some time for it.
Lessons learned.
There is nothing like being well rested. And this week has been nothing like it. I've been hit by this lesson before, but I seem to keep repeating it. Well, when you don't learn a lesson, it will come back on you until you learn it.
Moving forward.
It's writing time. I may get rejected, but I still need to get cranking on the writing. And when I'm not writing, I'm going to be working on some of my past due voice acting. Oh, it's definitely catch-up time.
Feedback!
Not a lot of feedback this week. I did get a note from PC Herring saying that he really liked Special Episode 1 and that he found it to be inspiring. This is part of why the podcast is here, to help folks get fired up for making a positive change in their life, be it losing a few pounds, getting started on that first short story, or finally finishing that half-written novel that's been lying around. In any case, the only thing that really stands in your way is you. If you have been inspired by the podcast, please drop me a line and let me know, especially if you've actually come close to achieving your goal. Just leave a comment on the blog at theshrinkingmanproject.com or send me an email at doc@theshrinkingmanproject.com or you can leave a voicemail at 240-745-5022 or you can head over to Facebook and join the fans of The Shrinking Man Project. You can follow me on Twitter at Scalesley. That's Scales, L-E-A. If you've got a podcast, please send me your promo so I can feature it on a future episode. And of course, I'd appreciate it if you could leave a review on iTunes or at Podcast Alley. Please tell your friends about the podcast. Feel free to leave something in the tip jar if you're so inclined. But above all, have a good week. Keep losing that weight. Talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
This podcast is copyright 2011 by The Shrinking Man Project. All rights reserved. The Shrinking Man Project is distributed and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives 3.0 United States license. That means that you're welcome to pass it around, but you can't claim that it's yours, you can't charge money for it, and you can't make changes to the podcast.
The Shrinking Man Project is a Swimming Cat Studios production. For more information and show notes, go to theshrinkingmanproject.com.
Running. And go.
The Shrinking Man Project. Episode 28. Summertime.
Thank you, Kat. Perfect timing. In either case, but there's more than one, so it's not an either.
Okie dokie.
I think that's it.